USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hospitals are getting paid more to list patients as COVID-19 and three times as much if the patient has to go on a ventilator. Senator Dr. Scott Jensen from Minnesota said the CDC is encouraging American doctors to overcount coronavirus deaths across the United States. Dr. Jensen also disclosed that hospitals are paid more if they list patients with a COVID-19 diagnosis.
Hospital administrators might well want to see COVID-19 attached to a discharge summary or a death certificate. Why? Because if it's a straightforward garden variety pneumonia that a person is admitted to the hospital with, if they're on Medicare, typically the diagnosis-related group lump sum payment will be about $5,000. But if it's COVID-19 pneumonia, then it's $13,000. And if that COVID-19 pneumonia patient ends up on a ventilator, it goes to $39,000.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty Health Share is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Italy started stirring with millions of people allowed to return to work as the longest coronavirus lockdown started easing, while the United States took steps to lift some restrictions, even as tens of thousands of new cases are continuing to be reported every day. In D.C., the Senate convened for the first time since March, while dozens of people in Florida waited before sunrise for the 7 a.m. opening for Clearwater Beach. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said the number of hospitalizations, intubations, and new cases of coronavirus continued to decline in New York. He said there were an additional 226 deaths reported. Cuomo again reiterated that New York must learn the lessons of COVID-19 even as it continues to fight the battle.
Reopening. Chart a course with the best information you have, learning from the lessons you have, but be able to correct that course depending on what happens.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
With bars, breweries, and restaurants around the country closed during the coronavirus pandemic, retail alcohol sales are soaring. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Analytics firm Bump Williams Consulting says beer sales were up more than 20% between March 8th and April 19th, coinciding with when governor's stay-at-home orders started to take effect. During the same period, wine sales were up by 30%, spirit sales by 40%, and hard seltzer sales skyrocketed over 330%. The obvious reason? The American public is suddenly eating and drinking mostly at home. Vice President of the firm, Dave Williams, says the sudden change in consumer behavior has also injected some new life into some legacy brands that had seen sales declines in recent years. Busch Light, for example, saw sales increase about 44% since the quarantine measures in the United States began. I'm Chris Ball.
An Amazon executive has said he quit his job at the online retail giant to protest the firing of employees who spoke up about the conditions inside the company's warehouses and its record on climate change. Tim Bray, a vice president, wrote in a blog post that he left his job last week in dismay after Amazon fired several workers who publicly criticized the company. He said the firings were evidence of a vein of toxicity running through the company's culture. Amazon has declined comment. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.